Here we go. So Gemara Bava Basra says in Daf Dalai Amad Aleph, the Beis HaMikdash Hu Oro She'olam. I think we could talk about the Beis HaMikdash a little bit right before Tisha B'Av. Beis HaMikdash was the light of the world. And it says over here, Mishalei Weinshab, that just like Adam and Chava, we know Chazal tell us that Adam, Hashem created Chava and part of Adam, right? So Chava was, her essence was part of Adam, right? Hashem took part of Adam to make Chava. He says that's what the basic interest is to Klal Yisrael. He says the Kashem she Yitzisah shel Chava Hishlam Adam Rishon is Koch Ichad. Just like Chava completed Adam Rishon, just like Chava completed Adam, the Beis HaMikdash who Koch Ichad to Klal Yisrael. Shume Behiras Aorah shel Koch Ichad shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the Beis HaMikdash was a Kadosh Baruch Hu completing Klal Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash was completing the Jewish people. And the Beis HaMikdash brought that or to Klal Yisrael. He says, at the end of the day, you want to know why we mourn the Beis HaMikdash? It's basically a husband looking for his wife. The whole of all our generations, you know, it's very hard to say, we have never seen the Beis HaMikdash. Can you imagine being married and then for thousands of years, you know you're looking for your wife. You're just looking for her. I thought it was such a great mashal. Like he knew her once. You dated, you were married, and then what happened? That's for thousands of years you sinned, and there was just a complication, and Hashem had to throw us out. But the Nesiv HaShalom is actually Yartzeit tonight. The Nesiv HaShalom says, Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed his building, but he didn't destroy his people. He had two choices. He had his choice to destroy the people or destroy the building. What did he destroy? He destroyed the people. He destroyed the building. If I had to choose between the building or the people, it says in the Siva Shalom, that's a big nechama to dafkin, not obviously to just destroy the building. So I think it's a beautiful yisod. The Gemara Bava Basra tells us that based on midrash the Oro Sholom and Rabbi Yisrael Eli Weintraub writes in his Sefer Ein Yisrael that just like that Adam the Chava was part of Adam, the Beis HaMikdash Chodesh Baruch Hu, that was the place for Chodesh Baruch Hu to rest his Shechina. That was Chava. That's what Adam and Chava was. That was the connection. So Hashem Shabbos is now. He's going to these last few days before Tisha B'Av. We should be zochah not to have a Tisha B'Av. We should be zochah to be in Yerushalayim and Kodesh. Be'ezus Hashem, Yisbarach Shem.